Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The DH, Rick Shugg. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Doug Strange. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Stan Jefferson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett misplays the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Trammell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Ripken moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Tettleton moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Worthington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Tettleton trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Heath, who tags Tettleton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Milligan moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman strikes out. 2 outs. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pettis for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Worthington hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milligan. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Milligan steals third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Milligan scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shu hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Shu reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. One out. It's 4-2, Orioles. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shu moves to third. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradley bunts towards third. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jefferson moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Ed Nunez now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tettleton strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ballard fires to first and has Pettis trapped. There's the throw to Ripken who tags Pettis for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Worthington is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Worthington goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Orioles. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin bunts towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Devereaux moves to third. One out. Stan Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Jefferson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Jefferson steals second. Phil Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bradley is walked intentionally. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Jefferson moves to third. Bradley moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. Bradley scores. Hewlett moves to second. It's 8-2, Orioles. Sean Holman now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Shue hits a line drive towards first. Milligan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Worthington strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin takes first base on ball 4. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melvin moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Datz now catching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hewlett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tettleton strikes out. 1 out. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Worthington is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Worthington hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Milligan moves to second. Mike Henman now pitching. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Finley now playing left field. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 3 in the game. Pettis hits a line drive into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Brumley pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Mike Brumley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brumley hits a fly ball into right field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Brumley now playing second base. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. 1 out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Finley hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. he's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Scott Lusarder pinch hits for Gary Ward. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lusarder strikes out. 1 out. Matt Noakes pinch hits for Rick Shue. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Noakes hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Datz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Datz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Ritchie pinch hits for Ken Williams. Rob Ritchie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ritchie strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.